All right, guys, there she is, a 1999 Fat Boy. Now, this has got the 1340 Evolution motor. This is the motor that came out in, I think, 1984 and ran till 1999. This is actually be the last year of the Evo, because I believe in 2000 we went to twin cams. I know my 2009 is a twin cam, and I believe the Softails converted over the same time, same period. This baby's got some awesome mag wheels on it. Got some long Vance and Hines that had dual pipes on it. Got an aftermarket air cleaner on it. This has got a gear-driven cam set up in it. It's got a, looks like later aftermarket LED headlights in it somebody's put in it. Like I said, a lot of chrome on this baby, chrome lowers, aftermarket wheels, aftermarket horn cover, chrome swing arm, chrome covers. This thing is chromed out. And one of the things I like about this particular generation of Fat Boy is that rear tire. So this has not got the same fat rear tire that the modern Fat Boy has. And I actually prefer this. I feel like it handles better than the wide tire versions, at least for cornering. And if you can see this, what I'm talking about, that rear pipe down there is squared off at the bottom because somebody's been dragging that in the corner. That's what that comes from. That pipe wasn't squared off like that from the factory. That's dragging it. Matching rotor for it. Somebody gave this bike a lot of love. We got stainless steel braided hoses, stainless steel clutch and throttle lines and brake lines and everything else. So this was somebody's show bike, at least at the time. What do you think of that traditional Fat Boy emblem on there? They even did the crossover line on the tank in stainless steel braided. Pretty nice. All right, what do you say we get on this thing and go for a ride? Sound like something we're here to do, doesn't it? We'll talk about this bike, if it's obsolete, how it compares or feels to a modern Softail. I rode the 2025 Fat Boy last year at Harley-Davidson's press ride and stuff. So I have an idea what the more modern Softails ride like. I got to ride all of the Softails last year, not just the Fat Boy, but you know, I did get to ride the Fat Boy for a while as well. All right, guys, look at that mirror. You see that vibration in there? That's what we talk about, vibration in the old Evos. So yeah, this 99 Fat Boy feels like a 1999 Fat Boy. We've got an Evolution engine in it, carbureted. This one's got a Mikuni on it. This one's had some upgrades. Vance and Hines exhaust on it. We've got a gear drive cam in it. I don't know a lot about it. Obviously, it's not my bike. I'm just grab something off the floor and let's go ride it. This thing's pretty cool looking. This bike has 8,798 miles. That's pretty low miles for a bike that's over 25 years old. Lots of chrome on it too. We got stainless steel braided cables for throttle and brake on this thing. You know, and there's little things on this that remind me I'm on an Evo, like the gauge. That's definitely, you know, Evo-esque. The ignition down there for lock and accessories and all that. And God is giving me some liquid sunshine today. How do you like that? I don't have any rain gear on. It doesn't really look that bad out, but sure enough, we got a little rain coming down. That's just going to help cool things off, though. But got to take it the way it comes on these test rides. Somebody made a comment about my test drive with the 975 and one of the mirrors being loose and stuff. You got to remember, these are, you know, used bikes. I mean, they've gone through them and stuff, but they're not going to be perfect. There may be things that are, you know, not got a scratch or, you know, the last guy did this that you don't like. This has got a Mustang seat on it. I'm a fan of Mustang seats. I really like the one on my Street Glide. This one here is more like what my wife had on her Dyna, and I'm not as big a fan on it. Now, when I do this test ride, the last two I've done here, I've got a particular route I've gone, and I'm going to try and stick with it. So we're going to get out and hit a little bit of four lane right here and jog down to Route 66, but that lets me get out and get on what is basically essentially the same thing as an interstate here. This is a divided highway. Make sure everybody's turning and nobody's going straight on me. Now that we have wet pavement and I don't have ABS and all those wonderful rider safety aids that come on the new models, I'm also going to be a little careful about getting into the gas too hard and spinning the back tire on wet pavement. I don't know, this could have the, yeah, hopefully not, but it could still have an original tire on it with less than 9,000 miles. It might be hard as a rock. Pick up some interstate style speed. Let's get up to 70 mile an hour here. There we go. Now we just shifted into fifth at 70 mile an hour, and I wasn't pushing it at fourth. You know, so it's got plenty of power to get out and run. You can run 70 mile an hour in fourth on this particular motorcycle, the way it's set up with power and the way it delivers it. My 2000 Dyna is a 5-speed, and it's very much the same way. I don't run fifth gear in it unless I'm just trying to save gas or I'm doing over 70 mile an hour, because it's just the way it's geared. Now, when we talk about the suspension on the new Softails and how good they are, and I guess that's another reason to ride an old Evo like this, and this bike is 25 years older. Does it ride as good as a new Softail? That'll be a question we'll talk about. I might have to ride another new Softail right away to really compare them back to back, but I mean, the new Softails do ride really good. Now, the ergonomics on this particular bike with these bars is not bad. I'm used to bars being a little higher. That's normally my preference, is a little more of a like a 10 or 12 inch ape style bar, but these are nice and wide and comfortable, and I don't feel cramped up. Of course, this 99 Fat Boy has floorboards, a heel and toe shifter. My leg ergonomics are really good, really comfortable. It's very similar to like a touring bike that I'm used to. Now, I don't remember in 99 exactly what the rear tire size is, but I can tell you it is not this huge fat tire that's on the current generation Fat Boy. I'm not a huge fan of the super wide tire Fat Boy breakouts, just because I like to ride twisties, and not that you can't on those, but you have to, in my opinion, be very deliberate about your cornering. You have to really put the bike down into the corner and hold it down there. It wants to ride straight, doesn't want to ride on the edge of those wide tires. And I know somebody's gonna say I'm full of shit or whatever, and that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to be wrong, too. Uh-oh, I might have offended somebody. Easy. Calm down there. We're just having some fun riding a bike. I'm telling you my perspective on it based on what I'm used to. You may have a totally different perspective, and that doesn't mean I'm right and you're wrong this time. Sometimes. I don't know. But you guys let me know, what do you think about the super wide, you know, tire that's on the current generation Fat Boy versus these older Fat Boys? I know some people that like the older Fat Boys specifically because of that reason. They don't want a newer Fat Boy because of that. Do you think that makes a difference? Do you think that it impacts sales any at all? And there are people that ride in states like Florida and Kansas that, you know, it's just not going to matter to. They don't have, their idea of twisties and my idea of twisties are not the same. And poor guys in the detail shop are going to have to clean this thing now, because I'm getting it all dirty on this wet pavement. That's okay. We have another loose mirror over here. I'm going to turn that and see if I get that a little better. That's better. Now, I do not know what the price of this bike is. Somebody's going to ask and ask why I didn't say. I didn't ask. I'm not doing these videos, you know, because I'm trying to sell you a bike for this dealership. That's really not what we started out doing here. We wanted to talk about new bikes. We wanted to talk about old bikes. We wanted to compare them. And we want people to understand that, you know, there's a different bike for a different rider all over the place. If you don't know, Harley's biggest competitor for new motorcycle sales is used Harley Davidson's, because there are so many good used bikes like this out here on the market. So they have to compete with that. And, you know, there's probably no reason a bike like this, even though it is 25 plus years old, would not be a great bike for somebody to buy and ride all over the place. It's got less than 9,000 miles on it. This thing's barely broke in. I've got 18,000 on my bike that's a year and a half old. So it's got that dual gas cap look. I'm not sure on this one if one of them's a dummy or not. We've got a manual switch up here for those passing lamps. Put the visor back down now. It just gets hot sitting at the stoplight with the visor down. I have the vents closed up on this to keep the wind noise out of the helmet for you guys. So now, running, I don't know what RPM we're at because this doesn't have a tach, but I'm running third gear on this particular motorcycle, 55, 60 mile an hour, and I can feel that Evo vibration in my butt and throughout my arms. And some people absolutely love that. They want that visceral feel. They miss that. They don't like the new balanced engines. They want it to feel like a Harley Davidson. This is what they're looking for. And, I get it. I also get that if I was going to do 1,000 miles a day, I don't know that I would want that feel. But, not that you can't do 1,000 miles a day on a fat boy, but it's probably not your preferred bike for that kind of riding. Now that this Evo's gotten warmed up, the idle's evened out a lot better. And we are on old Route 66. It's a 100-year anniversary of Route 66. Did you know Springfield, Missouri, where Renegade is located, is considered the birthplace of Route 66? Yeah, well, maybe we'll tell that story in another video. Missouri seems to be the home of Dollar General, too. And we got plenty of them these days. I don't know that's a bad thing. It's kind of replaced the old country store, having a store, out of town. Don't have to go all the way into town to get a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk. Now, riding this older, rougher pavement, I have to say the suspension here feels pretty good. I mean, it's not, I've rode softtails that were much worse than this one, that is for sure. Now, this fat boy has kind of a Mustang touring seat on it for a softtail. It's got good back support right there in your lower back. Can't slide back around on this thing. You're well braced up. Now, one thing we do not have on an older fat boy like this is cruise control. In 2025, Harley-Davidson made cruise control standard on all the new softtails. But if you get an older bike like this, depending on the model, you might not have cruise control. And there's solutions for that. I've used this has a thumb screw for a throttle lock. I don't tend to use those. But I've used some other solutions that kind of use a friction bar against the brake to hold it. You can always force turn it if you need to shut it down. I've done that on my Dyna and stuff. So there are some different solutions for cruise control. And I'm even looking at one for my Dyna that's more of an off-on lever that replaces that thumb screw. And with friction, you can turn it off if you roll the throttle back. You guys may not have seen it, but I've been doing a few videos where I'm getting my dad's old 1988 Springer Softail back on the road. It's an Evo. I started out riding Evos, so I very much like the platform. But riding an Evo like this that I haven't rode in, years kind of brings back memories of, this... Well, I'm trying to think of the right word for it, but this bike will wear you out faster than a new bike will. Just the vibration, some of the other things, it kind of brings home just how far technology has come on these bikes in the last 25 years. And Harley-Davidson just released a new softtail, the Deadwood. Some people say it's a Slim 2.0. I think it's a stripped down, murdered out Heritage. I like it. I think it really plays into the concept that they're going to bring back more blank canvas bikes that you can customize and make your own, starting with the fact that that one doesn't come with bags. So if you don't like the Heritage bags, if they've not been your thing, or you don't like the chrome trim on the fenders or some of those things, there's a new sheriff in town called the Deadwood, and they have dropped the price. You don't get some of the things like bags or chrome trim, but you don't pay for them either. And I'm kind of a fan of that, because I'm a guy that likes to customize my bike. And somebody obviously did some customization on this bike. All these stainless steel cables and stuff are not factory on it. A lot of chrome on it. This was somebody's baby. And who knows if they just had to give up riding or if they traded this thing in on something new. Now, I don't have anybody right behind me, so I get over this hump where people can see me if they do come up behind me. I'm going to try and get on the brakes a little and see how it brakes. It shuts down pretty good. Had to get on it pretty hard. It's got to pull on a lot harder than I'm used to. But as you get used to that, you can pull down on it pretty hard and it starts to shut down pretty hard. We don't want to take a deep breath because that was a skunk in the road there. Oh my. Keep it trying to exhale and keep talking and hope I run out of breath before I have to inhale and smell that. Well, we got out of the rain and it's turned out to be a beautiful ride. So I'm cruising down Route 66. at about 66 mile an hour. How's that sound? And I think I'm in fourth gear still. Feels like it by the RPMs. I feel that vibration in the motor coming up through the seat and that. Probably feel that in the seat more than I do the road vibration or the suspension. That potato, potato, potato motor. Drop it up into fifth and move on up. We're moving on up. I'm having such a good time, I might just keep riding this thing. Don't know how much gas we got, but I hope it's enough. I've rode this further than I usually take the bikes on my demo rides and stuff, but firecracker's working tonight. It's a beautiful day now to quit raining on me, so let's just enjoy a little time on this 99 Fat Boy Evolution and really get a good feel for it before we get back to the shop and I kind of talk about how it fits in the world of Harley-Davidson now. Alright, well, we're coming up on Highway K, so we're going to try and make us a Huey. Oh, we got a nice wide spot here on the left, so we're going to turn to the left and U-turn it. Got one coming. Oh, they're turning here. Make sure. Sometimes people don't do what their blinkers say. Keep your head on a swivel. When you get out there, get out there. That mirror on the right keeps vibrating loose. That's just part of an Evo, the vibration. Hey guys, I want to take a second here and give a big shout out to Renegade Harley-Davidson. I'm going to leave a link to their social media pages. If you guys want to follow them for anything, that would be cool. They do some cool stuff, and they're always doing funny reels and things like that and stuff. But just my way of saying thank you to them for giving me opportunities to just ride bikes and make content and talk about bikes. And, I think, part of what we're riding in Evo is to help people understand that this bike's not obsolete. Is it old? Yes. Can it be hard to get parts for? Yes. Can you buy one and ride the shit out of it and have a good time? Absolutely. Is it for everybody? Probably not. But if you're an old graybeard like me who rode Evos in the past, you'll have an appreciation for them that maybe other people don't have. And a little vibration on a Sunday afternoon might not bother you at all. The other thing I appreciate with Renegade letting me do this, they don't set any agenda. They don't tell me what to talk about. They just tell me what bike they're going to put me on right before they put me on it. So I have a few minutes to kind of prepare for you guys. And away we go. And they don't tell me where I can ride or how I can ride or what I need to talk about or any of that kind of stuff. So we're just going for a ride and talking about whatever bike it is. If you guys are digging that content, leave me a comment down below. Let me know so I know if you want me to keep making more of this. And of course, when we can, we'll ride new releases and things like that. When in between, maybe we'll ride some cool old stuff. Harley-Davidson's going to come out with a bunch of new blank canvas bikes in the next couple years, according to a statement they made in their Q1 financial report. Would you like to see them do another variation of the Fat Boy with a smaller rear tire? Kind of like they did a variation of the Heritage that's blacked out. One of the things I like to do in these videos is talk about who I think this bike is well suited for. And I'm going to be honest, I don't think this bike is great for a beginner. I think the vibration and the feel in it and stuff is probably not going to excite a lot of new riders. As an old gray beard, I hate to say it, but the new bikes are so much smoother and easier to ride for long distances and things like that. And I get that's not the experience some people want. There are going to be some dudes that like want a bike that might break down on them. That's part of the thrill, part of the adventure. You know, and if that's you, then you absolutely should go out and buy you an old Evo or Shovelhead, something like that, because you're going to have those experiences and those stories. But if you're a new rider that is looking for a bike that's not going to break down, not have problems, it's smooth to ride, you're probably looking for a new generation M8 Softail instead of an Evo Softail. I have to admit, the vibration in my feet and my hands is more prominent than I recalled, at least on this particular bike. If we do more of these, maybe I'll have a different opinion on a different bike. All right, guys, I am back at Renegade Harley-Davidson. Had a good time riding that Evo, and I want to thank them again for letting me ride bikes like this and do reviews on them and stuff. Again, I think there is a place for this bike for the right consumer and stuff, but there are some caveats that are make this bike a lot different than the modern Softails. Maybe better for some people, but probably not most, to be honest, unless you're like really looking for that more old school feel and maybe some of the challenges that come with it. If you guys like this video, make sure you give this video a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow. And if you dig this kind of content, hit that subscribe button down below. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, thank you guys for watching. Stay safe and keep on riding. We're out.